Nuthanger Farm by Richard Adams. The two rabbits began to wander among the outbuildings. At first they took care to remain under cover and were continually on the watch for cats. But they saw none and soon grew bolder, crossing open spaces and even stopping to nibble at dandelions in the patches of weeds and rough grass. Guided by scent, Hazel made his way to a low-roofed shed. The door was half open and he went through it with scarcely a pause at the brick threshold. Immediately opposite the door, on a broad wooden shelf, a kind of platform, stood a wire-fronted hutch. Through the mesh he could see a brown bowl, some green stuff, and the ears of two or three rabbits. As he stared, one of the rabbits came close to the wire, looked out, and saw him. Beside the platform, on the near side, was an upended bale of straw. Hazel jumped lightly on it, and from there to the thick planks, which were old and soft-surfaced, dusty and covered with chaff. Then he turned to Pipkin, waiting just inside the door. "Pipkin," he said, "there's only one way out of this place. You'll have to keep watching for cats, or we may be trapped. Stay at the door, and if you see a cat outside, tell me at once." "Right, Hazel Ra," said Pipkin. "It's all clear at the moment." Hazel went to the side of the hutch. The wired front projected over the edge of the shelf, so that he could neither reach it nor look in. But there was a knot hole in one of the boards facing him, and on the far side he could see a twitching nose. "I am Hazel Ra," he said. "I've come to talk to you. Can you understand me?" The answer was in slightly strange but perfectly intelligible Lapine. "Yes, we understand you. My name is Boxwood. Where do you come from?" "From the hills. My friend and I live as we please, without men. We eat the grass, lie in the sun, and sleep underground. How many are you?"
4.
"Bucks and does."
"Do you ever come out?"
"Yes, sometimes. A child takes us out and puts us in a pen on the grass."
"I've come to tell you about my warren. We need more rabbits. We want you to run away and join us."
"There's a wire door at the back of this hutch," said Boxwood. "Come down there. We can talk more easily." The door was made of wire netting on a wooden frame, with two leather hinges to the uprights and a hasp and staple fastened with a twist of wire. 4 rabbits were crowded against the wire, pressing their noses through the mesh. 2, Laurel and Clover, were short-haired black angoras. The others, Boxwood and his doe Haystack, were black and white Himalayans. Hazel began to speak about the life of the downs and the excitement and freedom enjoyed by wild rabbits. He spoke about the predicament of his warren in having no does and how he had come to look for some. "But," he said, "we don't want to steal your does. All 4 of you are welcome to join us, bucks and does alike." He went on to talk of the evening feed in the sunset and of early morning in the long grass. The hutch rabbit seemed at once bewildered and fascinated. Clover, the angora doe, was clearly excited by Hazel's description and asked questions about the warren and the downs. It became plain that they thought of their life in the hutch as dull but safe. They had heard about allele from some source or other and seemed sure that few wild rabbits survived for long. Hazel realized that although they were glad to talk to him and welcomed his visit because it brought a little excitement and change into their monotonous life, it was not within their capacity to take a decision and act on it. They did not know how to make up their minds. To him and his companions, sensing and acting were second nature, but these rabbits had never had to act to save their lives, or even to find a meal. If he was going to get any of them, as far as the down, they would have to be urged. He sat quiet for a little, nibbling a patch of bran spilt on boards outside the hutch. Then he said, "I must go back now to my friends in the hills, but we shall return. We shall come one night, and when we do, any of you who wish will be free to come with us." Boxwood was about to reply when suddenly Pipkin spoke from the floor. "Hazel, there's a cat in the yard outside."